John Marvin Jr. is accused of killing Officer Matthew Tokuoka and Sergeant Anthony Wallace on August 28, 2010. But during opening arguments, District Attorney Dave Brower said Marvin's encounters with members of the Hoonah Police Department began over a year earlier. There was an earlier arrest, including a struggle that stemmed from a home trespass, and in separate incidents later, a traffic citation and the attempted serving of a letter after an apparent after-hours trespass at a public multi-use building. Public defender Eric Hedlund says it was no secret that Marvin suffers from a serious mental disability, but he also predicted that no witness would testify to actually seeing Marvin with a gun or actually see him shoot anybody. Four people testified on Thursday. Haley Tokuoka was first on the stand. She said that her husband Matthew and their two kids had just spent the day fishing and crabbing. Probably the best day of our life as a family, she said. Then a big dinner before Matthew had to report for his 11 o'clock Saturday night shift on patrol. In their own vehicle, they turned onto Front Street and pulled over in front of a tractor trailer that was parked adjacent to the Hoonah liquor store. Haley says the plan was to dump the dinner garbage in a dumpster there.
I don't ever call my husband Matthew. I said, Matthew. And he said, what? I said, please come here.
The light was on in Marvin's house across the street. Tokuoka says he appeared to be slamming a metal box down on the floor repeatedly.
Looks like John Marvin is going crazy. So he told me, he says, let's just finish dumping our trash and we'll go. But don't look over there and please don't draw any attention. He probably didn't say please, but don't draw any attention.
Wallace pulled up behind the Tokuoka vehicle and a patrol vehicle, briefly squawked the siren and flashed the lights. Riding along was Deborah Green, Wallace's mother from Florida, who was in town for a few days. Haley and Matthew went back to talk to Green, who was still in the vehicle. They mentioned the earlier commotion, but Wallace shined his flashlight at Marvin's house.
My husband, quote unquote, said, Tony, I just told you not to draw attention. What the f*** are you doing?
Perhaps embarrassed by a subordinate, Wallace went to the Tokuoka vehicle to play with the kids through an open window. His back was to Marvin's house when shots were fired, and Green watched him fall to the ground.
This is all Tony on the ground. And he hollered to Matt, said, Matt, I've been shot. And Matt was by the door and Haley. And then Matt told Haley to get the f*** out of there. She ran to her car, and we both were screaming at her to stop because she was going to run Tony over. So she stopped, and he pulled Tony out from under the truck. And I was on the radio.
Officer down!
Matthew Tokuoka pulled Wallace out so he wouldn't get run over as Haley Tokuoka got in the vehicle and drove the kids away to her parents' house. Green, a nurse, got out to go to her son. She let him know that he was not shot in the head as he had thought.
What happened? I turned to look at Matt, and he got two shots in the chest. He fell, and I held his hand in my son's hands.
Green then went back to the police vehicle.
Another officer down!
Haley Tokuoka later learned that her husband was also shot moments after she left the scene. Police Chief John Millen and Reserve Officer Arlen Scaffelstead were next on the scene. Here, Millen identifies those who spoke over the police radio during the incident.
I'm on the phone right now, 101.
And who's that?
That would be Dispatcher Carolyn Williams again.
And again, you already testified that you're 101.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Dispatch, get Arlen down here. Get Trooper 7 down here. We've been ambushed.
That was my voice.
Millen directed Green to drive the police vehicle to a safe place, and the fallen officers were loaded into the back of Scaffelstead's truck. Each of the Tokuokas later ended up at the clinic, Matthew dying from two gunshot wounds in the chest and Haley trying to have some last words with him. Brower says Wallace, who suffered gunshot wounds in the back, survived until after he was transported to Juneau. Testimony ended Thursday with Millen on the stand describing why he left his job and left Hoono. He said he could not deal with the loss of two officers and driving by that scene every day. He admitted some survivor's guilt and a back injury that was aggravated by helping evacuate the two officers. Hoono resident William Wells recalled his observations from his apartment above the nearby Mary's Inn. In addition to describing how the officers went down, Wells reported two shots, followed later by another shot, and then a fourth shot much later when no one was around. But he did not recall seeing green at the scene. Prosecution witnesses will continue taking the stand Friday and Saturday to testify about the response leading up to the arrest of Marvin over a day after the shooting. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.